Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Van Halen bringing us back, one of their classics, Jump. 12 after the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, just the two of us. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, so it's just the two of us. And I want to talk about what's required to be successful as a small business owner. And we hear a lot about passion, don't we? A lot of times you hear people say, well, I'm passionate about this, or why are you going to start your business? Well, I'm passionate about this or that. Well, I think it takes two kinds of passion. And over the years, when I've counseled budding entrepreneurs, and I have done that many times, about their startup plans, the exuding passion would often seem to override the imperative of knowing how to operate and sustain their baby. Indeed, they often act as if they must get their business started right now, or they would just pop, they would just explode. Of course, that kind of impatience and lack of discipline is dangerous. And I would do my best to talk these starry-eyed startups down off the ledge. The trick, my friends, is to walk the fine line between slowing down to the speed of prudence. In my case, I would have to slow them down to the speed of prudence without dousing the fire of their entrepreneurial passion with a bucket of tough love. And I would do that, but that would be the trick. How do I keep them going? How do I keep them focused, but still get them to focus on the right thing? Yes, passion is important. When would-be small business owners get that faraway look in their eyes at that impetuous startup stage, they have plenty of what I call market passion. Passion for what the business does. They can't wait to sell suits or manufacture motors or bake bagels or whatever your dream is here, whatever you're passionate about here. But without full devotion to what I call operating passion, also known as business fundamentals, you hear me talk about business fundamentals all the time here. Without devotion to those operating fundamentals, market passion will find itself with a dangerous critical mass deficit, or as they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle. So this will be on the test. Write this down. Success as a small business owner requires evidence and application of both market and operating passion. Market passion, devotion to what the business does, is like a mother's love for her newborn. It's the easy kind. Unfortunately, in business, it can be too easy, right? Especially in the U.S., where starting a business doesn't require that you prove to anyone that you have ownership qualifications. No one starts a business because they want to make payroll or comply with regulations. Operating passion is less adorable, but arguably, fundamentally, more important. It's the diaper-changing part of business ownership. You don't do it because you like it. You do it because you love your baby, and you want it to grow up safe and strong. That's what operating passion does. You do it because it's necessary. Operating passion is dedicated to consistently executing management fundamentals while accepting a return on investment projection that, especially for you and me out here on Main Street, pushes the deferred gratification envelope. It's very similar to how parents love their teenagers even when they don't like them very much. See, I told you this operating passion was less adorable. Well, every starry-eyed startup must make the distinction between and be devoted to both market and operating passion. Because passion for what you sell won't be enough when sales fall below projections, when payables exceed receivables, when it's time to cover a next payroll. Is it Friday again already? Or when you lose a good customer or an employee quits, a key employee quits, or when you have to fire an employee. All that starry-eyed stuff kind of goes away when you have to do all those things. And buckle up for this rude reality, because sometimes these operating uglies I just mentioned, sometimes they travel in packs and they show up the same day. If you lack operating passion, you may not come back tomorrow. It isn't possible to list all the challenges and the marketplace will throw at you and your business. As you've heard me say before, the marketplace is indifferent to your very existence, let alone whether you succeed or not. But regardless of what and when, sustainable success requires you manage both market and operating passion so proficiently that you become a high-performing, professional, small business CEO, not just someone who dreamed of being one. Folks, you've got to have both kinds of passion, market and operating, if you're going to be successful. If you're thinking about starting a business, don't do it if you're going to put off dangerously too long keeping the books, getting your billing. It's incredible that the financial accounting experts on my show, people who have clients, small business clients, you know what the one thing that they say to me is one of the biggest deficiencies of their clients? They don't send out invoices. I don't understand that. Is asking people for the money that they owe you because you've already delivered the goods, is that much of a diaper-changing activity that you just don't want to do it? I don't understand that. That ought to be the fun part, but yet people do it. You got to be devoted to the operating part, folks, not just the market part. You got to be devoted to do the diaper-changing part of running a business, not just the fun selling part. It's just the way it is. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.